is an investing analyst with Bankrate.com. She's on the other end of our line. Shana, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Americans Financial Security has experienced its biggest drop in 11 months. That's according to Bankrate.com's July Financial Security Index findings that were released yesterday morning. Tell us about this.
Americans had been feeling more positive about their finances through 2012, but this month we did see their feelings slip into negative territory, unfortunately. People feel like their overall financial situation is a bit worse this month. That number is up to 28% from 21% last month. And people feel more uncomfortable about their level of savings and debt this month as well.
Shana, tell us, what is our financial security index?
The financial security index measures five key personal finance metrics from month to month. A reading of 100 would indicate that people feel that their financial situation is the same as it was last year. A reading above 100 indicates that finances are improving, but under 100 indicates decreasing financial security.
All right. It dropped from 100.8 in June to 97.9 in July. Is that a big drop in 30 days?
You know, it is. It's a huge drop, particularly since we had seen some improvement, and it was really encouraging. But the just the few months of not-so-great employment numbers and slowing economic growth has just sort of culminated in worsening feelings in personal finance.
How are people feeling about their job security?
More people feel less secure this month. But that surprisingly, the employment security number was the least affected this month. Instead, people are feeling more uncomfortable about other metrics of their personal finance.
And according to the new survey that was conducted by the Princeton Survey Research Associates International, how many Americans, or what's the percentage, feel that they're on track with their monthly spending against the budget?
Oh, 60% of Americans say that they track their spending against a budget, though 40% say that they do not. And we had done a previous survey which found that only that 25% of people say that they don't have any emergency savings. So there's definitely some work to be done when it comes to improving savings and really tracking spending.
Anything else really stick out about this survey to you, Shana? Hello? Did we lose Shana?
I'm sorry, cut off for a second.
All right.
People are feeling just uncomfortable about their debt and savings overall. It's probably a result of the uncertainty about the fiscal cliff that's coming up, as well as the slowing economic growth in the past few months.
All right. Shana Steiner is an investing analyst with Bankrate.com. Thanks so much, Shana.
Thank you.